Good evening, listeners. My name is Mistress Batten.
Every Wednesday from 8 till 9 p.m. Central Europe time.
I live in South Africa. I'm first off all a wife and a mother. And I'm also a dominatrix.
With a new show on uneven week numbers and a replay the week after.
So what I do, why I'm on this radio station, is I love BDSM. It's one of my biggest passions in life.
Her mail address, mistress.baton@bdsmradio.eu.
Good evening, listeners, on bdsmradio.eu, Wednesday evening, and this is Mistress Batten's show. I'm not as nervous as I was last time. Last time was my first ever radio recording, so I was very nervous, but this time less so, and I hope you can hear the difference. Okay, so before we go on to tonight's show, I want to tell you the winners of last time's prize giving. There were three prizes given away by Best Body Skin, our sponsor of the previous show, the show with Dr. Jan Nell, where we talked about BDSM safety. And the prize is €100 or more or less 1,500 rands worth of skincare products from Best Body Skin. So our three winners are Peter Cohen from Austin, Texas, Sean Schools from Pretoria, South Africa, and Nick Reeder from PE, South Africa. And I've already sent them messages, and they should send me, if you're listening, one of your three winners, please send me your details, your postal details, so that I can give it to our sponsor to send on to you. So let's go on to tonight's show. Tonight's show is about a personal fetish of mine, a very big fetish of mine, and that is latex. So the show will be all about latex. Before I introduce our interviewees for the evening, let me tell you why we're speaking about latex tonight and where my own personal latex fetish comes from. When I was a little girl in the 80s in South Africa, we had a show, a sci-fi show on TV, a TV series, and it was called Buck Rogers. It was made in America, so I'm sure American listeners might know it. Some of you might remember it. And I don't know if it ever showed in Europe. On Buck Rogers, the female lead was, the character's name was Vilma. And Vilma always wore tight-fitting cat suits of a shiny material. It wasn't latex. I'm sure it was satin or spandex or lycra. I'm not exactly sure. I should have found out, actually. But it was absolutely breathtakingly beautiful to me, and I swore to myself that when I'm a grown woman, I will only wear tight-fitting, shiny suits all day long to look exactly like Vilma. So it didn't really become that reality. I don't wear it all the time, but I do wear tight-fitting, shiny clothes in the form of latex several times per week. Not just when I'm working. I love wearing latex together with normal clothes. Sometimes I'll wear a latex pants with a knitted top or a t-shirt, or I'll wear a latex corset with a jean and high heel shoes. So that's where my latex love comes from. So tonight's interviewees will be South Africa's two biggest latex manufacturers. And they are Spirit Doll and Edenware. And it's Simon Dumas, the owner of Edenware, who will be interviewing first. I also interviewed Rubber Ron from Rotterdam, one of the co-creators of one of the biggest latex websites in the world called rubberist.net. But the show was too long, so his interview will move on to Wednesday in 2 weeks' time. So let's go on to our first song for the evening. And the songs we'll be listening to tonight were all sent to me by Rubber Ron, who we'll be listening to in 2 weeks' time, his latex interview. And he sent me his three top and most favorite latex songs. So here's the first one, Joan Jett with Fetish. Enjoy. I'm a huge fan of our expert guest in tonight's episode. Her name is Simone Dumas, Creative Director of Edenware, a Cape Town business that designs and manufactures bespoke latex items. Simone, welcome. We really appreciate your time.
Hi, everyone. It's lovely being on your show. Thank you so much for making me a guest. I'm really privileged to be on it, and it's so wonderful meeting you and making you some lovely latex outfits as well recently.
Yes, I love them. Okay, let's go on to the questions. Edenware, what is it? Where is it? What is your involvement besides being the owner, hair designer, and creative inspiration behind the business?
Okay, basically Edenware was created in 2008. There was a lot of research beforehand because I had many years overseas in the UK, making the clothing, designing, and I found a big gap in the market to provide local customers with amazing latex clothing, accessories, and bondage items. At the time, I found that I was the only manufacturer of latex items. And a couple of years prior to that, I found Spirit Doll in Johannesburg, who had also traveled the world and had amazing technical talents in this area. So now we found ourselves, compared to the hundreds of different companies out in Europe and everything, making amazing items,
yes,
we were the only ones in the country.
Yes.
Where is it? Basically, Edenware Studios is based in Cape Town, South Africa, but I have a worldwide base and cater to everyone locally and internationally. My website is not up and running at the moment. Welcome to go onto my Facebook page and make yourself a group member, and there I will keep you updated with the launching of new products and everything else that's going on. My involvement, basically, I market and manage Edenware, and I make sure my clients and customers get an amazing, comfortable, and one-on-one personal level service.
And I can vouch for that. Is latex still quite a niche product? And what is the demand for latex, both locally and internationally?
Okay, latex is definitely a very niche market in South Africa compared to the diversity overseas. You'll find in this country everything is very much underground and private when it comes to latex and bondage play.
Yes.
There's a couple of exclusive clubs and once-a-month parties which are organized by certain people and groups for open-minded individuals that can meet up and explore the material and lots of other options as well with bondage and whatsoever. If they like PVC or latex or leather, that's an optional choice.
Okay.
In Europe, you'll find that there are many shops stocking latex, and people wear it a lot more openly to fetish parties and gatherings. Here, you'll find it's much more the rubberers using it to their own discretion and to fill their own particular private spaces' needs. Whereas there are individual couples, they could be like-minded people, people use it for business enhancements, as in your case, Yvonne. So what you'll find, which is more familiar to the public here, would be molded goods from China in some of your bigger sex shops that distribute around the country. The introduction of latex between people normally starts from a private avenue, beginning with a fascination and fetish for internet sites, which show you latex, or people wanting to explore it in their personal lives. Other regular customers that are more familiar with latex normally originate from Europe and overseas, and they've explored it before then.
You started your latex career in 1995 at Invincible Rubber UK, with clients all over Europe and the world. Now you're based in South Africa. Please tell us how South African latex customers, latex wearers, and latex fetishists differ from the other side of the world.
Okay, basically I would say that fetishes are mostly the same all around the world. People are doing the same things, they're into the same things. It's just how open or how private people are that makes the difference. And here, as I've mentioned before, it's quite a private world.
One of your fortes is designing custom items for a specific international and local clientele, all of them with different wishes and designs. So you have new challenges and different requests every day.
Yeah, I definitely do, because Edenware designs such a wide range of garments for people for all walks of life, from your mature rubberist to your BDSM specialist, your devotee, your gay person, your transsexual, your transvestite. Clubbers looking for something funky or shy first-timers, requests are always different, so I offer a big range of styles and designs of choice. One of my creative jobs would be taking something from scratch, working with the person, and making exactly what they're wanting in the end. I've made things from full motorbike outfits with padding and branding. I've designed and manufactured things for photo shoots for the UK and leading magazines like Marquee and Skin 2. My designs have featured in premier nightclub events. We've had fashion shows and so on, as well as also being on BBC Prelude to the Weather for 3 years, making a character called Power Jen Berliner, which was amazing.
Yes.
One of the characters that she was along with five others for the Snow Lady and the Rain Man and everything else. She was one of the characters, and that was quite an exciting thing. On a wider scale, apart from private fetishes, there are many custom designs for promotional costumes and marketing purposes. Like the one time I made a huge frog outfit for a wine estate, and this crazy frog went all around Cape Town and in the sea and surfed and everything else. So that was fun. I've designed things, many things, for fashion and modeling purposes. And I did a 10-page spread in Couture, which you probably heard of, and a very alternative online magazine that is produced locally for fetish enthusiasts. I've done things as well as in the fashion line for a winning cover shoot, which was in One Small Seed. Yeah. And I've featured in other online magazines showcasing unique fashion talents of mine. Items which have showcased for the fashion industry range go from classic couture to cosplay and bondage attire.
Where do you get your latex from?
Okay, my latex is imported from the UK, actually London, and I make sure that I use the highest quality to keep up to the best standard possible.
Was it difficult to work with the material in the beginning?
Well, you know, there's quite a knack to putting latex items together. What you need to do is you need to remember to start with the simple things like the seams, putting seams together. So that takes a lot of practice to perfect. Folding over seams, putting seams together. Once you're able to grasp stretchability and working with the different gauges, then you're well on your way. The rest is much needed skill and techniques and years of practice to perfect, along with determination and initiative, which will help you to create outstanding quality garments. The challenge of making a new item is just that of technicality. Once you've worked out how to put it together and to make the perfect pattern, the techniques to help you get the design together as it should be. Everything is glued, which is very different to fabric, where fabric is sewn together. So it's knowing how to glue it. It's basically, I would say, more craftsmanship in making latex, having basic skills and knowing ways of putting it together. As I say, with the stretch and the gauges that you're using always differ. And then you also need to know how to use different glues for different gauges and different techniques of maybe working with putting rivets on or what have you, or little things that is basically learned by trade experience. The craftsmanship and the quality and attention to detail is very, very important, because if one thing is off, it will ruin your garment. It just won't make it work how it should be, because it's a very usable garment in the end. Okay, anyone can basically learn to make latex through a manual or on the internet, but learning to know how to make the product with its capabilities are true trade secrets and make the difference between the latex product, which is just made, it's just made because you think you can make it, or one that is truly designed and truly engineered.
Wow. You often deliver custom garments to the movie and TV industry, which you touched on a little bit earlier. What kind of stuff?
Okay, basically, I did an amazing project recently for a UK TV ad production house where I made inflatables and muscle suits for underneath outfits that needed to pop people. You needed to grow, get bigger and everything else. So it wasn't just one little gauge or whatever that you'd find on your inflatable hood. Yes. There were many tubes that all had to work together and what have you.
Wow.
And that took technical precision and knowledge.
Yes.
But it was amazing in the end, yeah.
I have to ask this. What was your weirdest or strangest request ever?
Okay, this is may not be the answer that you're waiting for, but the weirdest and strangest request would not actually be called weird or strange from one person to the next.
Yes.
Because of everyone's different lights.
Yes.
So one person wanting inflatable hood with a gag or underwear with vibrating toys or cat suits for pony play or puppy play might be weird to the next person wanting a vat bed.
Yes, that's true.
Things. Yeah, so another person that wants a gas mask with their cat suit would not work for another one wanting a hood with a cat suit.
Yes.
But basically, I've also had things like people wanting to be superheroes, which is quite... You would think it would be quite an obvious one.
Yeah.
It's almost play on a 50 Shades of Grey going in your own direction or whatever. But yeah, I don't hold judgments and I treat each client very individual.
Mm.
So each one has personal needs to fulfill and his own pleasure. So you know what? If one person wants to be an alien abducting his partner in the bedroom, it's fine with me.
Yeah, great. Tell us about your process from customer order to packaged product in the post.
Okay, basically what I need to always remember is because I keep my service of professionalism and a promise of a one-on-one very personal disclosing policy, I make sure that what I do is I have a one-on-one chat with them, whether it be on the internet or via mail or what have you, or we could chat on the phone or people could come and see me and speak about the design.
Yeah.
We do a design outlay and I give them options of what they're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they want something specific, we work specifically on their design idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then what I'll do is I'll measure them up if they want made to measure and make sure that I've got all their measurements on file for whatever they're wanting, the specific measurements.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise, I'll send you a measuring chart with measuring specifics in the outlay of a sheet or whatever that you can do yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go on to either sending the measurements back and I start with the design, and either way, whether the measurements are done here or outhouse, we'll get the design together and we'll arrange a fitting. Mm-hmm. If you're not here, then obviously then I'll send it to you, and if anything is a little bit off where it shouldn't be, we can always discuss options or whatever, where I'm always open to changing things slightly if it isn't quite right or what have you, but normally it is. But, you know, if I have clients here, it's a lot more easier because I want things to be so perfect that I do a fitting for them here so that I know they walk away with a smile and they're happy with their product.
Yes.
If I send it to the person in another place, whether it be you in South Africa or someone overseas, we've organize a due date. I set the due date and then basically we use a courier service that's efficient and works well for you. Some people don't mind picking their parcel up at the post office, or some people like it hand delivered. In most cases, that's how it works because it's so personal.
Mm.
And then what I do is I pop in the care sheet and I tell people that it's very important to read your care sheet and your true looking after how the rubber works and how you can keep it at its best.
Yes.
And if anyone has any questions, they're always welcome to mail or what have you, and I'm always there to speak about, you know, care or otherwise the product.
Yes. Do men enjoy wearing latex as much as women?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it's really funny because in the media, the heterosexual scale is so different what it shows us, because you see these amazing pictures of women that look extremely sexy and alluring, and the visuals are very appealing to our senses. Whereas a lot of the time, the men just don't look the same.
Yes, yes.
Although it's a lovely idea, you know, you'll find a lot that in the gay community, you'll see the pictures of the men being buffed up and looking amazing. But in the heterosexual scale, it's the same as porn. You normally find the woman being the main focus.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the bedroom, it's quite different because in private and personal spaces, both genders like to look equally appealing. Mm. So, yes, completely.
What are your most popular products or designs?
Cat suits, most definitely, both male and female. It just depends on the add-ons that people want, whether they want hood, socks, penis sheets, or zip placements. Some like through zips, some like neck entries with no zips. But cat suits that come in a variety of looks. and appeal to whatever fetish you're into, whether it be a fashionable look, a specific color, heavy gauge for heavy bondage with belt attachments, or adding corsets or what have you. That's, again, personal preference. Corsets are always popular. They have been from the beginning of time in the fetish industry. Mm-hmm. A catsuit generally goes hand in hand with a hood, funny enough. And not most, but I would say at least half that order a catsuit will order either a hood at the time or a hood after as a corresponding item.
Okay.
A lot of my clients are into restrictive bondage. So I'll say that using a catsuit would be your basic item, as if, even if it's a first layer before they encase themselves with a thicker layer catsuit over. Mm-hmm. Some like to use inflatable hoods, like hoods over. They play with sleep sacks or back beds for isolation and deprivation. But I would say, your catsuit's always your winner.
Mm-hmm.
Offhand, all other items, from underwear to suspender stockings and everything else, are personal choice, and I would say there's nothing else that excels or exceeds the other one.
Lotus Seed, that's your new venture. According to your press release, it's high-quality sex toys. Please tell us about Lotus Seed.
Basically, Lotus Seed is not my company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company that I worked in collaboration with.
Mm-hmm.
It's people that came to me who wanted to make a high-class website with adult online sex shop that gave you quality toys, lingerie, and latex from all local sources in South Africa, because that was also something that people wanted to get.
Mm.
They don't know where to look. People normally venture for other things overseas or what have you.
Yes.
Last year saw the opening of Lotus Seed and a new fresh direction for me, designing an exciting fantasy range in collaboration with this company.
Yeah.
And, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, it's fun, it's funky, it's colors, it's Miss Muffety, whatever, more fantasy fun. You can go and check them out. Their address is www.lotusseed.co.za, and then you'll see what that's all about.
What makes a sex toy high quality?
Well, this would have to be personal opinion, because obviously I don't make sex toys, inverted commas.
Yes.
My personal opinion would be a toy that would be aesthetically pleasing.
Mm.
Luxury toys are always worth paying more for.
Mm.
And like cheap sex toys, high quality adult toys are innovative and made from the finest materials. Batteries last longer.
Yeah.
And they're normally quieter, waterproof, and rechargeable and everything, so you get these little perks that make it more comfortable to use in the end.
Mm. Lingerie is also mentioned in the press release. Who doesn't like beautiful underwear? But our choices are quite limited here in South Africa. It's frustrating. Please tell us about your range.
Okay, basically, Edenwear designs a wide range of garments, from underwear to jeans, jackets, dresses, catsuits. Whatever can be made in fabric can be made in latex. Our products are basically aimed at customers from all walks of life. It's updated on a regular basis. We offer full made-to-measure and custom design service in latex. Mm. And on the lingerie side, what I'm just about to focus on next is a lace and latex combined range.
Wow.
Which is going to be outstanding. It's going to be more kind of licenza, more fashionable. But do you know what? It will actually just change from the color range. Is if you want something fashionable, I'm going to go into neons, we're on black and what have you. But yes, cool. Underwear, you can get underwear from skimpy, clingy little G-strings to beautiful boy shorts with frills or whatever. So it's whatever you fancy.
I can't wait for that. Okay, and here we have some listener questions from Maximus Payne. His first question is, what to do with damaged parts of latex, how to glue them together, and what kind of glue to use?
Okay, first of all, your main thing is you need to know how to carefully repair the tear so that the tear line is barely visible, because you don't want a big gap looking awful, otherwise it just isn't appealing. Most of my repairs are barely seen. Unless you look very closely, you'll see a hairline, and that's how your tear should look in the end, or your repair. To achieve this result, you'll have to tape the upper side alongside the tear carefully together. Then from the underside, you clean along the line with the latex thinners. and then from the underside, glue over the area, leaving extra width along the sides for another glued up patch to be applied on top of the area, and then rolled over the area to bond both sides together, and that should basically do it. Mm-hmm. You'll normally be able to purchase your glue from any good latex supplier, otherwise rubber cement from a craft store or bicycle tire cement, you can use that as well. That's also perfect.
Next one is also from Maximus Payne. He assumes that your customers like to wear hoods. Why? Is it only to enjoy the latex feeling on their heads, or is there any other meaning, maybe for the sake of depersonalization?
Okay, some people like to wear it because it's got a very solitary feel and a restrictive feeling. The identity factor comes to play as you become the character you want yourself to be. Mm. Hoods designed in different ways give a completely different visual personality to the wearer, and in many cases, they lose inhibition because of the depersonalization. So it's where your sexual play can be heightened, basically.
The next two questions are from a latex fetishist in Belgium. What is the longest period you spent wearing latex continuously?
Being part of the fetish scene in London, I would find myself wearing it for days at a time and over full weekends. It's changed slightly here because things are different, obviously, and you get it's a different outlook over here. But generally, I still enjoy using latex on a regular basis for personal play.
This next question is also from a latex fetishist in Belgium. What are your experiences about wearing latex in public in non-fetish environments, like on a street or during shopping, etc.?
I've really enjoyed it because it's basically the shock factor that comes as a thrill. Mm. Latex now is very similar looking to lots of other fabrics as well, like lycra and leatherette. So people are using it for street fashion. So combining latex with other fabrics is perfect opportunity to wear it as a very acceptable item on the street.
Mm. Another question from Maximus Payne. During longer periods of wearing tight latex, I sweat a lot. Is it possible to prevent some of the sweating?
Basically, rubber doesn't breathe. Mm. And the thicker the rubber and the more layers you wear, you will be more inclined to sweat. So my opinion would be to choose an outfit with less restriction around the body and more openings or gaps where the skin is able to breathe. The fuller the outfit, the more you're likely to sweat. That's just the case. Mm. When you get used to the sweat of the latex, it becomes a part of the latex feel. So try to enjoy the numbness and the pressure changes with hot and cold environment instead of focusing on how much you're perspiring.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Okay, this is from Latex Player in Belgium. When I'm wearing a catsuit, I perspire a lot. Then after some hours, the zipper tears out of my catsuit. This has already happened many times, and I've sent it back to the manufacturer quite a few times, but it keeps on happening. How or with what kind of glue should they repair it?
Okay, basically, it shouldn't happen at all because your seam should be just as tight as your zip that's put in place in your item. A latex water-based glue as an underlayer is very important. Once this is allowed to dry and seeps into the fabric of the zip, it'll bond a lot easier. So that when you put your solvent-based glue applied on top, it'll do the trick.
Thanks, Simon. Thanks for answering all the listener questions and for all the fantastic info about Edenware and all your time. Thanks a lot.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now on to our next interviewee, but before we do with that, we'll play number two of Robert Ron's favorite latex songs. And this is a punk song, and it's by Vice Squad, and it's called Latex Love. Enjoy.
Don't you feel ecstatic? Let it, let it, let it start.
Being a rubber doll is tied to the fetish persuasion, but so little is really understood about it worldwide that the following of this is so small yet seems many, only because the internet makes it look so. Our next interviewee is Spirit Doll from Johannesburg, South Africa. He's a latex fetishist, a rubber doll, quite a famous one, and he's also a latex clothing manufacturer, although not on a big commercial scale. But I have some of his outfits, and he's a very good latex manufacturer. Welcome, Spirit Doll. Welcome, Spirit Doll.
Hi, listeners, and thank you for this interview. It'd be interesting to tell the listeners a little bit about what I do in my life.
Okay, so let's start with the first question. Do you know what triggered your latex fetish?
Well, I definitely didn't have any idea that late in life that I would start to do something like this. In 2005, a late starter, I was introduced to a computer. And I started to surf around and look at stuff. And I saw this beautiful model in all red latex. And it was so stunning that I wanted to be that woman. But I knew that as a guy, that's impossible. But nevertheless, the seed had been sown. And I started to teach myself how to sew. And I started to make zentai suits, which is a type of all-cover suit like the Japanese karate enthusiasts use. But it wasn't enough. Then I went to PVC. And over a period of a year, I'd made a lot of these outfits, but it just was not giving me what I wanted. But having seen this red latex outfit, I had for years wanted to go over to America, because my other interest is muscle cars and street rods, because I'm a car builder and an engineer. So eventually I took a vacation and I went to America. And when I got to New York, I went to a very well-known shop in New York, which is now closed down and gone, but it's called Damask. And Damask is in Amsterdam today. So the shop closed in New York, but it's now big in Amsterdam. Mm. Yeah, I went into the shop, and very shy, very embarrassed, because anything like this made me afraid of it. I thought it was evil. I thought it was wrong. So I went into the shop, and they took a catsuit out, and they dressed me. And once I was dressed completely in a catsuit, high heels, corset, hood, gloves, I stood inside there, and this was such a glorious feeling. I knew that this was something I really wanted to do.
So, Spirit Doll, how often do you wear latex?
Latex is very, very erotic, and it's very addictive as well. I try to wear latex. In fact, I do wear latex every single day. I sleep in it because it's a very comforting material to sleep in. The only time it ever is a problem is when it gets very hot or very cold. Then the temperatures have a dramatic effect.
Do you have rubber latex sheets on your bed?
No. I think that for me would be a little bit too much, but I have got them, and I would like to use them at some stage, but unfortunately I've got a queen size bed, and the sheets I've got are for a single bed.
Oh! What made you want to be a rubber doll?
Firstly, when I made latex, I made a catsuit that would fit my body. I was very thrilled with the first one I made. But it looked plain. It didn't have that pizzazz that I wanted, because that female look was still stuck in back in my mind, and I wanted to look like a female. And of course, a lot of the people I'd met on the internet with latex had gone that route, because the female form has got so many more different types of clothing to wear, and that is why I started. And the further I got into it, the further it hooked me into the scene of being a rubber doll.
So when did you start making your own latex garments, and why did you start making it yourself?
Well, I wanted this erotic feeling, because it made me feel like I would like to look, And once I'd gone to America and I bought one outfit, I knew the cost was going to be too great to pursue where I wanted to go with this. So I bought latex in New York, and I came back, and I didn't have a clue how to work with it. But fortunately, I am very talented with patterns and that sort of thing, and I created my own patterns, and right from the very first outfit I made, it was a success. I then knew that there was something from some past life that had put this talent into me, and I started making corsets, I started making skirts, dresses, all sorts of things without having any millinery experience. Nobody that taught me how to make a dress. I taught myself. I looked at pictures and I thought, oh, well, that's how you make it. And I went about it. So once I got involved in it and I found that other people liked it, it was an, how can I put it? It was an acceptance of my talent and what I'm doing. And of course, everybody goes through life wanting to be accepted. And I had photographs taken. Photographs went on the internet and I got praise for it. And that's how it grew. And it got better and better and better.
Yeah, just a note in here about Spiridol's corsets. There was a purple underbust corset that he brought with today, which I loved so much. I bought it from him on the spot. And I'm having a full overbust black latex corset made by him from tomorrow. I hope you'll start to make it tomorrow. So was it difficult to work with latex fabric originally?
I found it was very easy for me, and I got into it very quickly. But consequently, from me making and going overseas, I did workshops. I tried to teach people. They just could not get, they couldn't fathom how it worked. And as much as I tried to teach, none of them would take. It's very time consuming, and it's a complicated system. And when you work with latex, it's more like working with engineering than it is like working with ordinary material. But I succeeded, and most of the things that I do, I never learned other people's bad tricks. I taught myself. So my articles I make are amongst the best in the world. There's nobody else I've seen that I admire their creations, except for some of the artists in Europe who make what they call molded latex. Molded latex is latex that has been poured onto a mold and it doesn't have any joints. All the latex I work in sheet latex. So I buy a roll of latex, and I've got to cut the pattern out, and then I glue it together, which I can't do because that involves an industry to be able to do that. Okay.
Do you wear latex when going out in public? And if so, what's the reaction from people in the street?
Look, if I do go out in public, it's normally in a crowd or I'm going to some sort of an event where people are expected to arrive at the event dressed. But to just randomly go out into public is a very dangerous activity because you never know the type of person you're going to meet who's going to object to it. So there are those that do take big risks, which we rubber dolls who are a little bit conservative, we look down upon it because it does not look good for us. What we do is not wrong. So we don't like people to push it in other people's faces.
So what's the longest period that you've spent wearing latex continuously?
We have annually in South Africa a health and beauty show called Sexpo. And the very first year that was on show, I was invited to be on the show. And not knowing what to expect, I set up my stand, set up all my latex, my hoods, my masks and everything. But I had to be there 10 o'clock in the morning to open my stand. But there's no place to change. So I left home fully dressed and I drove all the way to the show, opened my stand, and I was dressed from 9 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock that night when it was closed.
Oh, my word! Was it a hot day?
Yes, it was, but not that hot. I got through it. But the worst part, it was a Saturday night, and they had an after party. And I went to the after party, and I was dressed for another 4 or 5 hours. So I only got home that morning about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
by that time, I was nearly dead. I was perspiring, but the fun, it was incredible.
Oh, whoa. I myself like to mix and match latex with everyday wear. Sometimes I'll wear a latex bottom and a different top that's not latex. Would you ideally like to see more people wear latex as everyday wear?
Look, to wear latex everyday wear is not practical. With the temperatures, especially in a tropical country like South Africa, it's not and then in Europe, where it gets cold during the winter, people would freeze in it. Latex doesn't have a very good insulation. You get hot very quickly and you get cold very quickly. So you've got to find that temperature to be comfortable in. The other thing is there's nothing wrong with wearing something in latex and putting some other type of clothing to complement it. Mm-hmm. Like you might have a latex catsuit, and you might have a nice little leather jacket that would go over it.
Yes.
And of course, you wear your wigs and you may wear leather gloves, etc. So there's no definite rule what you have to wear.
Mm.
The main thing is having that latex on as being as a second skin, because you're getting the feel and everything is on the outside, and that only complements your look.
Spiridol, what has your experience been like in South Africa?
Look, it's been bad and it's been good. I must honestly say that I've never been anywhere dressed to an event anywhere that I've had a bad experience. Nobody has accosted me. I've never had a man try his luck with me. So generally, South Africans are very accepting. And but again, don't go where you're not needed.
Mm. Yeah, good advice. Spiridol, please tell us your personal tips in regards to how to prevent excessive perspiration while wearing latex.
If you have an atomizer, in the event of you overheating, you can actually spray water onto your latex and get into a draft, and the cool wind will soon cool you down. It's like putting ice on you.
Do you spray the atomizer inside or on the outside?
Outside.
Okay.
It works very, very well.
Wow.
Or you could take a wet rag, face cloth, and wet yourself all over, which helps a great deal.
Great. And how do you care for your latex garments?
When I get dressed, I always put a talcum powder inside the suit so that it slides over, because your body has got a natural ability to make perspiration and it's sticky, so you can't get into it properly. But if you put powder on, you can slide into the article. You are going to perspire inside. There's two ways you can get out of your suit. I find the best way is to climb into a shower or a bath. And of course, if you use soap and you wash yourself down, it slips off nicely.
Okay.
Now, most of the damage that occurs to a suit is when you apply it, when you put it on. Nails that on your fingers are a big enemy of latex.
Mm.
And when you take it off, if it slides off nicely, it's not going to snag or tear.
Okay. What is your secret to getting the garments on and off quickly and without hassle?
The
talcum powder. Okay.
Yes, I can't answer that.
Lots of people ask me to ask you, how do you fix little holes made by a nail or a piece of cigarette or whatever?
First of all, you have to find a little scrap or piece, or if on that suit you can find some small bit that you can snip off to use as a patch. Now, most people know how to fix up a bicycle puncture. If you go and buy a bicycle repair kit, you can use that. Just scuff the area where you want to glue the little patch, coat both sides, give it 5 minutes to dry off, and then push it back on.
Great. Thanks a lot. Please tell us more about the properties of latex.
Latex is a liquid that comes from a tree. They drain the sap off in Malaysia, and it's processed with certain chemicals and dyes to get it. It has a stretching ability better than just about anything else you can find.
Would you say you're obsessed?
I would say yes, I am, because the feel, the look is incredible. It pleases me a great deal. I've been called weird. I've been called eccentric. But what is eccentricity?
No, it's not necessarily. Have you ever experienced aggressive judgment or condemnation from friends or family of your fetish?
Right from the beginning, I had decided that I was not going to hide it and be in the closet. So I openly told all my friends that I was doing it. I showed them pictures. And I think because of my age, they thought, well, you know, that's great. If you're enjoying yourself, go for it. But where the condemnation came from is from my family. But only because when I'm dressed as a doll, nobody can see me. But I had a newspaper report. I was put on the front page by a newspaper down in Natal, where they showed me in latex, and they caught a picture of me from the side with a full view, and that was the front page of the newspaper. And of course, it circulated all over the country, and everybody saw it. It caused a lot of pain. Most of my family, who didn't know I was doing it, and my wife at that stage, she cursed me and swore at me, whatever. But you know, I was doing putting clothes. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I wasn't having sex with anybody. Mm. They just did not understand.
Sort of judgmental.
Very, very judgmental. Mm. And yet, my friends all thought it was neat that I could be this old guy that could be that could dress like that. But other than that, as far as going out, most people appreciate what I do. Mm. And to me, it's showmanship. We call ourselves rubber dolls, but really in reality, we are show people. Mm. We are street actors. We act out in the public to entertain.
What is your most prized latex outfit?
When I started this, I started importing masks from overseas. And they always came, they were too big, they didn't fit properly. I realized that I needed to create a persona. One that people, if they saw that mask, they would know who it is. So I went about and I had a head cast done. I had a makeup artist to sculpt my face. And then I had to teach myself the latex technology to be able to mold this. And it took 3 full months of work. The technology, nobody will tell you how to work with it. I had to teach myself. And eventually, when I created that mask and I put it on with the makeup and the eyelashes and everything, and I looked in the mirror, I actually cried. It was such a relief to see I'd created the very thing that from the start I wanted to be. Yes. I was now that person.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity of coming to your home and being entertained like this, because to be able to dress and to be able to have photographs taken and questions asked is always a pleasure, because of my passion, I love telling other people about it. Thank you very much.
It's only a pleasure. Thank you. That concludes our show for this evening. There's a prize giveaway again tonight by Edenwear, and that it's a beautiful latex hood. So to be in line to win this beautiful latex hood, go to our Facebook page, bdsmradio.eu, or to my personal BDSM Facebook page called Strafkamer, Punishment Room. And on the link on the pages, you must comment underneath that link, the competition link, and tell me what would you like to hear in subsequent shows, or what do you like about the show. I'm always open for suggestions, and like I said in my show the previous time, nothing is taboo except illegal stuff, of course, but I won't keep on saying that. We all adults, we know what's right and what's wrong. So nothing is taboo. I will talk about any subject that sounds popular or that you would like to me to talk about. You, the listeners, you're the most important. What you want to hear is what I will speak about. And the winner of this latex hood by Edenwear will be announced on the next show. And please listen in 2 weeks' time for my interview with Rubber Ron and also my interview with Monkey Bound, BDSM manufacturers from South Africa. Goodbye. Enjoy this song from Rubber Ron. Rubber Ron's one suggestion is third most favorite latex song, and it's a hip-hop song by Jag Off, and it's called BDSM. Goodbye from me, Mistress Batten.
Careful with them boots, girl. I ain't nobody bitch but yours, baby. Yeah.
BDSMradio.u